السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. As we all know that tomorrow is the 29th and Nabi Kareem صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم mentioned that the month has 29 days. So if the moon is not sighted, then you complete 30 days. But there is a possibility that the moon can be sighted tomorrow, and then the first Taraweeh commences tomorrow, and the first Roza commences from Thursday. Alternatively, the first Taraweeh will be Thursday night, first Roza will commence on Yawmul Jumu'ah on Friday. So whichever way, that is Allah Ta'ala's hukam, whatever Allah Ta'ala has decreed, whether the first Taraweeh is going to be tomorrow or first Taraweeh is going to be Thursday night. But we are, as they say, at the doorstep of this Mubarak month of Ramadan Sharif. So what should be our mindset? What should be our mindset? So one is the objective of this Mubarak month. Allah Ta'ala has given us the roza that we have to keep during the day. Allah Ta'ala has given us the Taraweeh that we must make at night. And then there is the tilawat of the Quran Sharif that is made day and night. Daytime we have to make tilawat, nighttime we have to make tilawat. Our eating pattern changes a little bit. The whole object, the whole exercise of this Mubarak month of Ramadan Sharif is to inculcate taqwa, to bring taqwa. So sometimes we just focusing on the roza. We're focusing on the Taraweeh, that where we're going to go for Taraweeh. Somebody say, no, I'm going there, they're reading three paras a night. Very good. Person wants to go stand for three paras a night. As long as after he finishes the three, finishes the khatam, then he also mustn't become khatam. He has to continue reading Taraweeh for the rest of the month. And some people, what they do, they say, right, we're going to read three paras a night. Then after that, 10 days are finished, then they say, no, now we read Mida wa Khatam, now we'll read Alam Tara Taraweeh and carry on. So that's not the right shauq and the right mindset. So that preparation of now what I'm going to eat for Sehri, what I'm going to have for Iftar, which masjid I'm going to go to for Maghrib, and where I'm going to go for my Taraweeh, all those things are there in its place. But where are we going to read Maghrib Namaz, Isha Namaz, all that we have to be doing all year round. It's not something that is special to Ramadan Sharif. So in this Ramadan Sharif, Allah Ta'ala wants us to develop taqwa. Taqwa not for only Ramadan. We must develop the taqwa, and then this taqwa must remain with us. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that ittaqillah haythuma kuntum. Have this taqwa for Allah Ta'ala wherever you are. Our Hazrat Mu'iz Patel Sahib rahmatullahi used to recite this couplet of Hazrat Shaki Makhtar Sahib rahmatullahi, that jis jahan mein rahu jis fiza mein rahu, mera taqwa hamesha salamat rahe. That no matter where I am, I can be flying in the sky, I can be in my hometown, I can be overseas, under the sea, wherever I am, my taqwa must always be there, must be intact. Because Allah Ta'ala is watching me at all times. Allah Ta'ala is listening to every word of mine. Allah Ta'ala knows what's in my heart, what's in my mind, Allah is aware of everything. So I can't afford to do anything in the nafarmani, in the disobedience of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So this exercise of roza is supposed to be bringing this taqwa into me. Otherwise, if we're just staying hungry, we're just fasting, we said, hey, I just got this obligation of fasting for 29 or 30 days, and we have to go for Taraweeh, otherwise everybody will be looking for us. So I must just do this thing and finish. So I finished, I did my duty for Ramadan. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned that there are so many people, kam min sa'imin or rubba sa'imin, لَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ صِيَامِهِ إِلَّا الْجُوءِ وَرُبَّ قَائِمٍ لَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ قِيَامِهِ إِلَّا السَّحْرِ. That there are so many people who keep roza, and the only thing they get out of the roza is they stay hungry. So the obligation will be fulfilled. But the true objective, what the person is trying to get, that's not going to be fulfilled. See, I think I gave this example somewhere in one program, but we'll just modify it a little bit. See, if there is a, we're having one wedding now, right? Say we have one nikah. So we got a wonderful nikah book. We prepared a walima. The groom is all groomed up, all dressed up, everything. He comes now with his family members, they come to the masjid, they're coming to make nikah. The Imam Sahib also gives a top bayan and he makes the khutbah. Everybody is invited for the meal also after that. But now, there's no bride's name filled in there in the nikah book. So, by who are we getting this fellow married to? No, that we forgot to do. Everything else we did, we got his new kurta for him, we made the walima food, we got the meher money also ready, we did his flat up for him, bought him motor car also. Everything we did, hey, just the one thing, forgot to get him a wife. So now can there be any nikah? So they say this all was a wasted exercise. The Maulana too, you won't blame him if he gets upset. Say, boy, you told me to come here and now there's no, you don't even have a bride for this fellow. What kind of nikah are we going to perform? So like that, if we go through the whole of Ramadan Sharif, whole of Ramadan Sharif, we go through it, but we don't come out with that taqwa, right? Then we didn't get what the real treasure that Ramadan Sharif came with, we didn't get it. Now how are we going to get it? How are we going to get it? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned one hadith sharif. The silence of a person. A person who remains silent. His silence would ghor. The shura, they explain. Not just staying silent. Otherwise many people, they got one device in their hand and they silent. But lot of violence carrying on inside the device. So, not that kind of silence. A silence that is filled with ghor, with fikr of Allah Ta'ala, with zikr-e khafi, tilawat of Quran Sharif. The person, he is, in other words, he is focused, right? He is connected with Allah Ta'ala. This type of silence of his, there may not be too much of ibadat. This is more virtuous than 60 years of ibadat. 60 years of ibadat in which there's talking, gupshup, guftagu is carrying on. So in this Ramadan Sharif, we need to cut off. We must cut off and connect with Allah Ta'ala. See, Allah Ta'ala tells Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَرْغَبْ in Surah Alam Nashra. So Allah Ta'ala is telling Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that when you finish now, with all your work you finish, now exert yourself. After you finish all your work. Now what was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's work? Serving the deen of Allah Ta'ala. Khidmat-e khalq. Serving the creation of Allah Ta'ala. Serving the deen of Allah Ta'ala. In all aspects. Whether it was jihad. Whether it was da'wat. Whether it was tasawuf. Whether it was tabligh. Whether it was social welfare. Whatever work of deen you can think of. Ta'aneem, ta'allum. Whatever it was. That was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's day. Right? But Allah Ta'ala is telling Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that now when you finish with all this work now. Now exert yourself. In what? Wa ila rabbika farghab. Now turn to your Rabb now. Turn to your Rabb. In other words, infiradi ibadat now. Turn to your Rabb. Cry to your Allah. Build that connection with your Allah Ta'ala. So, we, whole year goes, so many things we engaging in, indulging in, with so much of time for so many things. Now when Ramadan Sharif comes, we need to cut off. We need to cut off from everything else now. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when it used to come to the last 10 nights of Ramadan Sharif, it mentioned in the Hadith Sharif, وَشَدَّ الْمِئْزَرِ. The Shurra explained that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one is he would exert himself even more. Like a person now when he's going to do some hard work, how you tie your belt tight. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now, he would exert himself so much in ibadat. And the other thing is that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't even care about family relations also. Husband-wife relations, he didn't care of that also. That this is Ramadan Sharif. Right? So, you know, our Hazrat Jimana Masullah Rahmatullah Ali, when he used to give these advices, then he used to say that I am talking to those who are Talib Sadiq. So Hazrat, our Hazrat Muhammadul Haq Magda Sahib, last night he mentioned the same thing. So I am going to follow in their footsteps and mention the same thing. That some of these advices, people who don't understand this road to Allah Ta'ala, they can't digest it. But then we are not addressing them. You see, when it comes to Ramadan Sharif, forget about all this da'wats and everything. This one inviting that one inviting this one. Yes, the Hadith Sharif gives virtue that you feed people. But we know what is our weakness. If we have one da'wat now, we know what happens now. So, leave all those things for other times. You want to feed people, make something, send it to their house, let them eat it. But everybody has got their tartib. So just try and cut off. Cut off. No layani talk. And stay away from even what you think is necessary talk. only engage in absolutely necessary talk. Otherwise, just cut off and connect with Allah Ta'ala. Connect with Allah Ta'ala. Any free moment we got, engage in the tilawat of Quran Sharif. Engage in the tilawat of Quran Sharif. Every free moment, engage. We are making one khatam, two khatam, we're patting ourselves on the back. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi was making 60 khatam. Two khatams a day, not two paras a day. If we get two paras a day, we're like, hey, there are two paras a day. He was making two khatams a day. Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, 35 khatams he was making for the month of Ramadan Sharif. Khatams. How they managed to do this? Because they cut off from everything else. They understood the reality of this Mubarak month. They understood the reality of this Mubarak month. See, we have to go to work, those who are working, students will have to go to class, whatever. But there must be such a connection with Allah Ta'ala all the time. All the time. You got no time for any sideshows. No time for argument with anybody. No time to dawa zaban to, you know, some people they love dawa zaban to, you know, everything they want to know about this one, about that. Forget all these things. And one thing must be very, very careful, especially in these last moments. See, shaitan, he knows he's going to get locked up. I experience this thing every year. The last 10 days, 1 week, 10 days before Ramadan, the amount of people phone you with marital problems, this problem, that the person whole year he knows about this thing that's happening. No, he can't address it. A few days before Ramadan Sharif, now he wants to chair this thing. Why he wants to chair it? Because shaitan is chairing him. And start a problem. Start one saga. Now this thing must pull you throughout the whole month. One day somebody asked the Muhammad rahmatullahi alayhi, that the evil shayateen are chained up. But why is it that we find that people in Ramadan Sharif also, they're still committing guna? This is a sad state of affairs. So Hazrat mentioned that, you see, if somebody takes one soccer ball and he gives it one good boot, you know, downhill. So the contact with that person's boot and the ball is for one split second. But how long that thing rolls for? So this is what shaitan does before the month. He knows he's going to get locked up. So he gives one good boot. Now whole month the person is sitting with that chakkar now. He's still carrying on with that. The husband and wife, whole time they know they got this problem in the marriage, that problem. No. Now in the last week before Ramadan, now they want to go to the Morana that time. No, we need to go and sort our marital problem out. He's not going to sort anything out. He's going to compound the problem. Now just make sabr now. Now turn to Allah Ta'ala. Make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Ask Allah Ta'ala to sort out all the problems. And with the barakat and the noor, who knows, everything will get sorted out too. And if you don't get sorted out, then worry about it after Ramadan Sharif. Now there's important things to do. Now we got important things to do. So we must confine ourselves. Confine ourselves. Don't be moving around here, there. And the worst thing is the cell phone. The cell phone, put it away. Delete all that unnecessary groups and unnecessary apps and all unnecessary things. Delete these things. Don't keep it. And put a notice there on your phone. Unavailable. Unavailable. Because, you see, many people who are not used to making ibadat. They're not used to making ibadat. Now Ramadan Sharif comes, they start getting frustrated. They don't know what to do with themselves. Because now they can't run to the beach, they can't run here, they can't run there. Now they just want to make stories with this one and that one. And it is a month of sabr. So we have to be very, very tolerant and very patient. Because some men, they don't stay in the house. They don't stay in the house. And some ladies, they too, they don't stay in the house. The ladies too are running around. Coffee shop, this shop, that shop. The men too are running around. Now Ramadan Sharif come, the both of them are staying in the house. Now they're frustrated now. Now they start fighting. Then you get some people, they say, no, but you know what? I don't want to fight with anybody, so I just sleep. So when are we going to make ibadat? So now I just sleep it out. I don't go to the shop. I don't want to fight with nobody. So I just sleep it out. I just stay away from it. No. We can't just sleep. We have to be making ibadat now. Yes, we're tired, then we rest. But we have to seclude ourselves. Sab ke saath reh ke bhi sabse juda rahe. Despite we being with everybody, but we are alone. We are alone with Allah Ta'ala. Understand? So you find this silkworm, you know a silkworm. So the moth, that thing lays some egg, you know. Don't know how many hundred eggs it lays. Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat, small thing like a moth laying about 500 eggs. You think, how this thing going to lay? Where is going to lay? Imagine, small thing like that. Now how minute those eggs must be. That's another topic, the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. But we just want to take one ibrat. So this lava, they call it. So when that thing hatches, so it eats through, and then it starts feeding on the leaves, mulberry leaves. Right? Then it becomes a worm. It becomes a worm. And this worm, it then spins a cocoon. Right? Spins a cocoon. Silk cocoon. So, in the commercial world, when this worm spins the cocoon, they kill it. They kill it because they want the silk. But in the natural world, what Allah Ta'ala created, so this thing, it spins this silk and it remains there. It remains there in that cocoon. In that time, it doesn't eat anything. Right? It just remains there. And from a silkworm, it develops into a butterfly, right? A moth butterfly. So when it develops, it breaks through the silk. Breaks through the silk. And then it starts flying. This flower, this leaf, that leaf. And it doesn't live long after that. The female one will lay the eggs and it dies. It's so excited with all its colors that it goes, hops around everywhere, shows off its colors for a short while and is dead. Right? So you see the akabirin, they make the zikr of Allah, Allah. So sometimes they say Allah, Allah. Sometimes Allah, Allah, Allah. Sometimes they sing Allahu, Allah, Allahu, Allah, Allahu, Allah. So when they sing Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. So that time, the muraqabah, they are going from side to side. So that time, you must be spinning the cocoon. See, you must spin the cocoon around you. Not with silk, with the love of Allah Ta'ala, the marifat of Allah Ta'ala, the qurb of Allah Ta'ala. You spin that cocoon around you. But then, don't make a mistake like the silkworm. Don't want to come out of the cocoon. Stay there. Carry on spinning it. Carry on spinning it. Remain there. Remain. No matter what lataif you begin to experience, remain there. Hatta ya'tiyaka al-yaqeen. Until maut comes. Until maut comes, then Allah Ta'ala will take you out from there. Then, with the colors that you have painted yourself of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala's colors, تَخَلَّقُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ صِبَغَةَ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ صِبَغَةَ. So now, you have painted yourself in those colors, following the sunnat of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now you come in the aghosh-e rahmat. You come in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Now Allah Ta'ala will make your qabr into a garden. That now my banda, now you go and flutter your wings there. In a garden that won't end. It will only get better. Qiyamat day, akhirat, jannat. There's no end to it now. It's not like that moth wants to go and dance around on the flowers for a few days and meet its end. Dies. No. Keep wrapping ourselves in the love of Allah Ta'ala. In the sunnat of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, give me some advice. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, adopt taqwa. Adopt taqwa. He asks, give me more advice. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, hold on to the tilawat of Quran Sharif. Hold on to dhikrullah. This must be our kaam. More advice. Silence. Silence. Stay silent. No need to talk, asking this one, that no. Silent. So many advices he asked. One advice Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him. He said, what you know about yourself should prevent you from going behind the faults of the people. What you know about yourself should prevent you from going behind the faults of the people. So we must just concentrate. Concentrate on our calm. Right? Some people, they want to get into a halim distribution fever. Right? But in that halim distribution, they're swearing the cook to. They're swearing the people in the line to. They're fighting with this one. Then they're so tired, they can't read Taraweeh after that. Kya fayda? What fayda you got? Charitable works are very good. Long as it is done with dignity. Done with dignity. And it's not going to affect your core ibadat. Not going to affect your core ibadat. You understand? So, we need to cut off the month of Ramadan Sharif. Use it. Use the boost that comes in this month. Connect with Allah Ta'ala. Cut off. And connect with Allah Ta'ala. Beautify ourselves. The different ibadat. From the word go. Don't wait No, from the word go, start, have a tartib, stick to it. Don't let anything come in between. Just continue. And Allah Ta'ala give us hayati, we see the first 10, second 10, come to the third 10, now you exert yourself even more. Tilawat, zikrullah, dua. Then whatever nafl, salahs we can make, etc. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, one day Umar Ranaun went to visit him. Abu Bakr Ranaun is pulling his tongue. So hard he is pulling his tongue, like, you know, pull his tongue out. Umar Ranaun said, "Oh Abu Bakr, Allah have mercy on you, Allah forgive you. Stop this now, what are you doing?" Abu Bakr Ranaun said, "This is the thing that put me into all the destructions." In other words, the tongue. So watch our tongue. And in this zamana, we say, watch our thumbs. The tongue and the thumbs. Because some are talking more with the thumbs than with the tongue. So Allah Rabbul Izzat, give us hayati to witness this Mubarak month. Give us good health. Don't make something happen that now we get consumed up with something else. Allah must free us, you know, be able to immerse ourselves in the love of Allah Ta'ala. Immerse ourselves in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. Only thing in our mind now must be, just get connected with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq, give you tawfiq, grant the entire ummah tawfiq. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار اللهم إنا نسألك الصحة والعفة والأمانة وحسن الخلق والرضا بالقدر اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار اللهم سلمنا لرمضان وسلم رمضان لنا وسلمه لنا متقبلا جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله برحمتك يا رب.